Hi. I don't think I've seen you here before. Is this your first time here? Yeah? You're local or visiting the famous city of Nashville? You were here for a convention. You decided to stick around for a couple of extra days? You know, I didn't realize there was one going on this week. Usually gets pretty busy when the convention center's hosting some event, but it's been pretty slow this week. What was the convention? A teacher's conference? That explains it. We don't get many teachers in the Golden Lady. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Gabrielle, but in this outfit, most of the regulars usually call me Gabby. Since you're a teacher, you're probably thinking that I changed into this outfit just for you. Oh, come on, I'm just teasing. I call this my Catholic schoolgirl look. I don't wear it very often, but one of the regulars here tonight promised me a big tip if I wore this in the next set. I hope you're not disappointed that I changed. You seemed to like what I was wearing, or at least taking off, during my last dance set. I call that my Natasha look. I know a lot of the guys prefer the more overtly sexy stuff I usually wear, but he's one of the regulars, and he does tip well. I just hope, you know, since I'm in the company of a teacher, that it's not too close to home for you to enjoy it. Oh, you actually like it even better? Really? The girls at your school still wear uniforms like this? Well, then maybe this is right up your alley, one of those dark secret fantasies. I bet I could help you live that one out if you're interested. You seem to like that, huh? So tell me, what's your name? Roger? Well, nice to meet you, Roger. Are you looking for a little extra excitement tonight? Well, you certainly have come to the right place. Could I perhaps interest you in a lap dance? Well, it's $20. That section up there to the right of the bar, it's semi-private. That means the regular touching rules are in effect. But we do what's called a full friction thing that can still get fairly intimate for 10 minutes. There's also a private booth option. That's $250 for a half hour. The touching rules in the booths? There are pretty much no set rules in the booths. Just what each girl's comfortable with. Well, depending on the girl and what her mood is, and how the guy behaves, that can be just about anything. But I guess I wouldn't expect a school teacher to have that kind of money to throw around, right? So maybe we settle for a lap dance? Or two? You're not sure? Well, that's okay, Roger. But I should move on right now. The manager's looking over here and pointing to his watch. I'll come back in a while to see if you've made up your mind. Oh, they expect us to work the room while we're not dancing. It's not like there's a quota in terms of how many lap dances we're supposed to do between our dance sets, but we're not supposed to spend too much time with a customer. That's not going for one of the extras. Oh, I didn't realize what you meant by not sure. Not sure if you want a lap dance or a private booth. And I guess I don't have to move on to the next customer yet. Tell you what, buy me a drink and the manager will relax, okay? Maybe I can help you decide which one you really want. So what do you teach? Math? Oh my god, that was one of my worst subjects. What do you mean you know? Are you making assumptions about me? No, I'm just teasing you. I'm sure you could have taught me everything I would ever need to know about math. Too bad you weren't my math teacher, huh? Yeah, no southern drawl. I don't sound like I come from Tennessee, do I? Well, yeah, you're right about that. I moved here about 3 years ago. I sound like I'm from New Jersey? Okay, I guess you know your accents. And where are you from, originally? Maine? You don't sound like an old Yankee. Oh, you've lived in New Jersey now for 20 years. Well, I can sure cure you of the park the car accent. As they say in New Jersey, what exit? It's actually near where I grew up. So what else have you been doing here in Nashville? Taking in the music scene? You're kidding. You won $2,500 on an instant winner lottery ticket? No wonder you're here celebrating. You know, with me in this outfit, you really could live out that fantasy you might be a little afraid to explore in New Jersey. Oh, am I making you a little nervous? Do I remind you of one of your students by any chance? I knew it! What's her name? No, nothing's wrong. I just didn't expect, you see, Nicole's my real name, and... What? How could you know that? No, I don't recognize you. Should I? What? No way. Roger Peterson? Mr. Peterson? Oh my god. You really look different. You had a beard and you always kept your hair long, even when it wasn't in style. I never would have, premature graying? Then the long hair started looking like a comb over? Well, we all do change, and this new look, well, I have to say it's pretty cool. Even for a math teacher, but damn, I would have never recognized you if you hadn't told me. Well, this is kind of awkward, isn't it? I mean, I've been living down here for so long. No one's ever... Not anyone that I've known. Oh my god. You just watched my show. Well, thanks, I guess. I suppose it would be worse if I hadn't looked good up there. But I'm not so sure that I like the idea of my old high school teacher seeing me dancing naked. I'm actually kind of embarrassed that you saw it. Look, my parents, everyone I know in New Jersey, well, they don't know what I'm really doing for work down here. When I moved down here, my goal was to become the next Taylor Swift. You know, famous singer-songwriter. But when I got down here, I realized how expensive it was to live here. That there were 1,000 girls just like me, hoping to be discovered. Well, I had to make a living somehow. Wage Sing didn't get me enough money, and I needed both money and time to write songs. Practice with a band, make demos. Don't even ask what performers make. There are so many in Nashville that you have to wait in line just to play for free. So I started doing this. Stripping. The money was really good. I didn't have to work that many hours. But my family, the friends I left behind, I would never want them to know what I'm really doing to make ends meet. So, yeah, this is really awkward for me. My old high school math teacher all of a sudden shows up and now knows all my secrets. Yeah, I know. What happens in Nashville stays in Nashville. But, sorry, Mr. Peterson, this really is too weird for me. How so? You're kidding. You just watched me dance, stripped down, totally naked in front of you and a bunch of other horny men. It's one thing to do that in front of meaningless strangers. Being anonymous, just one of the girls with a fake name working the club, it's not that hard to do. But I've never worked like this in front of anyone that I've actually known. So, yeah, I'm not that comfortable right now. I'm still kind of embarrassed that you saw me on stage naked in the first place. So are you still single? Oh, you got married. 2 kids? That's nice. What would she think about this? You going to a strip club, watching one of your former students. Oh yeah, that what happens in Nashville stays in Nashville thing again. You know, I guess that can work both ways. Then maybe we make a deal? You don't go back to New Jersey and tell everyone that you saw me stripping in Nashville. And I won't go back to the 10-year reunion and tell everyone that I saw you here. I suppose that's good enough, but it really doesn't make this feel any less weird. So your pockets are pretty deep tonight, and you're looking to have a really, really good time? Well, I have a few suggestions. What do you think about her? Cassandra? The woman dancing right now? She's the real headliner here. Not your type? Well, you certainly are hard to please. You know, you should hang around, decide who you'd really like to party with. I'll be here all night, and well, I can put in a good word for you now. Get you the extra special treatment, assuming that's your idea of a good time. I mean, we both know why you're here, right? Seriously, some of the dancers here tonight are pretty hot. You haven't been here long enough to see most of them. What? No, I don't think that's a great idea. I know we were talking about the high school co-ed fantasy thing, but I'm feeling really awkward right now, just talking to you. There's no way being with you in a private booth would make me feel any better. You know, the next dancer, Destiny, I know she would really show you a good time. She'll be on with the next song, I bet you'll like her. Come on, Mr. Peterson, it wouldn't be awkward for you as well? I told you, this all feels too weird. No, I'm not blushing. Well, maybe a little. Damn it. You know, you always make me blush when you call me in class. You noticed? Well, at least you were nice about it. You know, I really had a crush on you junior year when you were my teacher. I mean, what, but there's six males in the whole school? Well, six male teachers in the whole school. Sorry. And compared to the nuns, you were really pretty hot. Yeah. This is, actually my old school uniform. Well, at least the pleated skirt. Did have it taken up a few inches for the costume. I went with the sheer silky look instead of the button-down cotton blouses we used to have to wear. And a thong instead of white cotton panties. And obviously I didn't wear stockings like these back then either. I just can't believe that I'm sitting here with you wearing it. Look, I'm gonna finish this drink and move on before Dan over there gives me the evil eye again. It's been great seeing you again, and look, I know I'll be keeping my end of the bargain, so please, let's keep this a secret, okay? You seriously want to go to a private booth with me? I know you're really looking for a good time, but I don't know if I can relax enough to give you that good time. You don't care if we just talk? Mr. Peterson, I certainly wouldn't call that a good time. Hey, Dan, just relax. We're talking about the details. Look, okay. Let's give this a try, I guess, but no promises. Dan's gonna make my life miserable if we don't do something soon, so I guess you win. Again. Right, come on, follow me. Hey, Roxy. Yeah, we're gonna get a half-hour booth. Is number 5 available? No? Shit. How about 7? Okay, yeah, 7 sounds good. Okay, Mr. Peterson, this is where you pay the lady. And leave her a nice tip, too. Okay, this way. Yeah, it's darker back here. Nah, the next one on the left. Why number 7 or 5? You really are a numbers guy, aren't you? Well, 5 and 7 are kind of reserved for special customers. They're mostly used when one of the girls has a regular customer that she trusts. The security mics and cameras in those two rooms don't work on purpose. They work it that way so that if one of the girls wants to really break the rules, yeah, plausible deniability for the club and a big tip for the lady. I just didn't want us to be under surveillance tonight. I might get in trouble if all we do is talk. No, it's really a safety thing. They don't really watch the tapes or listen, but if one of the girls ends up with a customer that starts crossing lines, well, Dan and the other bouncers get to have what they consider a good time. Oh, this is it. Basically a booth. No table, but a comfortable couch at least. Well, aren't you gonna sit down? Not yet? You really should sit and relax, even if I can't. Yes, Gabrielle's always relaxed, but if you want me to be Nicole, then I guess it's all right to be a little nervous. Kissing customers isn't something I do. Well, I guess Gabrielle doesn't allow that, but Nicole. It's getting even weirder, Mr. Peterson, but I guess it's not as bad as I thought it might be. Well, it does feel nice. Your hands. I feel really nice on my breasts when you do that. Yeah, I'm a bit more relaxed now. I saw the touching rules. Oh, yeah. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive right now. Oh, it feels amazing. Mr. Peterson, you know, this is all, backwards. I'm buttoning my blouse, but I should be undressing and stripping for you. No. I guess it's all right, backwards or not. I like what you're doing. God, it does feel good, Mr. Peterson. Your hands are so big and strong, so gentle. You want my bare breasts. Yes. This feels so good. Oh, yeah. That's just how I like it. My nipples. You really are gentle. This is so different. It feels so good. I don't know if it's wrong, but it feels so good. You're making me feel so... Gabrielle never feels this way. You want me to lift my skirt? Shouldn't I just take it off? No? Okay, but... You want my legs more apart? I usually don't let customers do that. Touch me there. You're touching me so lightly. I can barely feel your fingers sliding along my panties. No. Don't stop. Gabrielle's like, not here, and Nicole seems to like this. This is so strange, standing here, feeling your breath on my neck, one of your hands caressing my breasts inside my open blouse, the other slightly running up and down my panties. Or what? Oh, God, that's not supposed to happen. But... Mr. Peterson, I should be doing these things to you. No, I don't want you to stop. No, I'm not nervous anymore. Too aroused to be nervous. Okay, yeah. I'll sit then. God, my legs are actually shaking. You should be the one sitting, you know. I should be kneeling between your legs. Wait, those should stay on. Even if they're wet, I don't take them off in the private, Gabrielle doesn't take off her panties. Yes, you're right. Yes, Mr. Peterson, you can take off Nicole's panties. Please don't stop.
God. Well, what you're doing with your tongue is amazing. Yes, Mr. Peterson. Nicole likes this very, very much. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I used to imagine this. Not like this, but this. Your tongue feels so fucking good. Holy fucking shit. Well, I guess I got over my nervousness. Your face is so wet. I haven't come like that in a long time. That never happens here. Ever. Gabrielle doesn't know what she missed. So, Mr. Peterson, maybe I should start directing the action. You've put me in such a good mood. Now, it's my turn to do some loosening of the clothing. I'm just gonna straddle your legs here, kind of sit on your lap. That's right. You let Nicole do her thing for a while. Understand, Mr. Peterson? I want to see what's under this shirt of yours. Fun button at a time. There. Now it's your turn to relax. Let me slide it open. You must work out a lot, huh? Now, what I'm wondering is, are your nipples as sensitive as mine? They are nice and hard. Tell me, do you like it soft, gentle, like this? Do you like them pinched a little? Like this? No, don't say anything. Just look at me. Look right in my eyes. Your eyes will tell me everything. Nice and lightly. You like that, I can tell. But when I pinch them just a little, ooh, you like that even more, don't you? No. I don't want you to touch me there right now, Mr. Peterson. This is gonna be all about you. And I don't want to be distracted. But I am a bit distracted by something that's pressing upwards against my very wet, bare pussy. I think I need to get a closer look, so I'm gonna slide down. Oh, you like that? My breasts pressing against your bare chest, down between your thighs. Let me go back up and do it again. Maybe a few more times. Yes, there's definitely something here distracting me. Maybe if I rub my breasts against it, it'll go away. I really like this. Kneeling between your legs, rubbing my breasts between your thighs. My hands can just reach your nipples, too. That's it. I like it when you look at me.
I look sexy, Mr. Peterson? You like seeing me like this? Do you like the way this feels? Now, tell me the truth. Have you ever fantasized about me like this? You have? Well, aren't you the naughty boy? And what other things have you fantasized Nicole doing to you? Come on, Mr. Peterson. You can tell me. What you tell me in Nashville stays in Nashville, remember? With my mouth? You know, Gabrielle never does that for customers. Not even to our special customers. In the special private rooms like this one. She's given a lot of hand jobs. She likes to make guys come, you know. Hand jobs are pretty messy, and you've got such nice pants on. Besides, Nicole has had a few fantasies over the years about you. And making you come with her mouth. In her mouth is one of her favorites. So since Gabrielle isn't here right now, and Nicole is here, I think we should undo this belt right now. No? You don't have to do anything but sit there and relax. I know how to open a zipper. Just lift your hips a little. That's it. Slide down your pants and boxers just far enough for, you know, something, Mr. Peterson. It's actually bigger than I imagined. It's such a nice shape. Not too thick round. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. So good. Please, don't close your eyes. When you come, I want to see you as my ears, your cum fills my mouth. Do you like your balls played with? The taint? Maybe even one little finger sliding in and out of your tight little ass? Oh, yes. Your eyes are telling me everything I need to know, Mr. Peterson. I can taste your pre-cum. You must be getting so close. I want to get you right on the edge and keep you there as long as I can. I can tell you're almost there. And I'm sorry. Just to keep you right on the edge. Just a little longer. Remember, don't close your eyes. I'm gonna look inside them when I finally let you come. But I gently pull your orgasm right out of you. You're so close. Right there. You wanna come, Mr. Peterson? Tell me you wanna come. Oh yes. Give it to me.
Give it to me. Now. Now that was a lot of cum. But I got it all and swallowed every drop. Let me just lick it nice and clean. God, I do love your cock. There. All nice and clean. Now you can pull those pants back up. Well, you got a couple minutes left. Let me get back up there and just sit on your lap. I was so nervous when I realized who you were. Thank you for taking over when we first got in here. I was so nervous I didn't know what to do, but you figured it out, didn't you? You know, I'll be back in New Jersey next month at the 10-year reunion. I've been in contact with some of the girls, and we're thinking that instead of getting all dressed up like people usually do at reunions, we might just go wearing our uniforms. I think you should start planning now, you know. Get a really good excuse ready so that you'll be able to slip away from your wife for a nice long time, so that we can do this again. Maybe in your office?